And welcome back, WICC 600, Ann Carrick here, and I now have in the studio with me Penny Perlman. And Penny, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you back. And in case the name sounds familiar, she was here before, and we were talking about overcoming difficult situations in life. And during that time, you mentioned that you were in the process of interviewing and writing a book about your interviews with many, many Miss Americas. And so we thought it would be fun to have you come back and talk a little bit about that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who watch any kind of pageant, including Miss America, and just think that they're a bunch of pretty faces and that they're not too bright. And especially after that clip that ran all over everywhere and was like, you know, one of the most watched, downloaded, whatever clips of the one of the younger pageants talking about the maps and people who couldn't find things on a map. And you know, obviously, we should have asked Ruth about her, because I think she was just having a little communication skill problem there. She probably just, you know, get that little brain freeze. And in her case, unfortunately, she happened to be on television at the time. And whoops, you know.
Right, oops.
You know, I'm sure if you asked her in another conversation about people not being able to find things on a map, she'd have had a better answer. Maybe not a great answer, but, you know, better than what came out. But that, unfortunately, sometimes is the stereotype of anybody who becomes Miss America, which is probably not the case at all.
No, it's not at all. And that's what I discovered. It was kind of my premise that they were not just pretty, but pretty smart. Right. But I didn't know for a fact until I started interviewing them that that would be the case. Because the name of my book is When Smart Isn't Enough, Lessons from Our Miss Americas. And it's about what else it takes to be successful in addition to being smart, like persistent, resilient, disciplined, focused, all those qualities that anybody wants to be successful needs to have.
And I don't think anybody would argue that being attractive certainly helps. I mean,
right.
It opens a door sometimes, but you better have something to
upstairs.
Say, right, when you once the door is open. Let me start, though, at the beginning. What a concept. You know, what even caused you to decide to go out and interview Miss Americas?
Well, I actually do management consulting, and
right.
I was working with a group of attorneys about business development issues, and I kept thinking these guys were really smart, but being smart wasn't enough. So what else does it take to be successful? And I thought about all these qualities, like, as I mentioned, persistence, discipline, focus, perseverance, commitment, and I thought, well, who's been not just pretty, because I sort of call that pretty, but pretty smart? And for some reason, Miss America popped into my head. You know, Miss America's been iconic throughout the American culture since the pageant's been part of it. So I thought, well, that would kind of make an interesting book. And so that's how it kind of got started. It was one of those ideas that came up in the shower, I have to confess.
In the shower.
In the shower.
Okay, should we even ask why you were thinking about Miss America in the shower?
Well, I wasn't so much thinking about Miss America as I was about these guys. Oops, that's not good either.
So. Yeah, no. We'll just skip that whole part.
Well, we'll
of
just
it.
Leave that.
That's right. And so once you had this idea of, you know, Miss America, like talking to her, because you figured the Miss Americas were pretty and smart.
Yes.
But obviously that wasn't enough to get to be Miss America.
No, it wasn't enough to be Miss America, because it takes a lot of other qualities to be successful, because it's really about the universal truth that all of us have to deal with in terms of pursuing a goal or a dream. And of course, not just being, you know, there are lots of people who think that they're pretty smart, but don't know why they really haven't been able to get where they want to go.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, Ruth and I were talking at the very end of our conversation about, you know, communication skills and how some people just don't think it's important. And I'm sure that that plays into what you're saying, which is, you know, they have a lot of skills they need, and there's some others that they could use, and for whatever reason, the people, they just don't think those are important. And I know a lot, they used to say that women often thought that just working hard and doing well was enough to get ahead in business, and it's like it took time to convince them that no, they also had to make sure that they were promoting themselves, meaning making sure other people knew what they were doing. You can't just work hard and do a good job. That wasn't enough to be recognized, unfortunately. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's right. Wouldn't that be nice for all of us? That's right. It isn't enough just to work hard, although that's a key component. What you also need to do is to be able to deal with your own limiting self-beliefs, which often hold us back.
Sure.
There's a chapter in my book book called Losing the Familiarity Zone. And a lot of people talk about the comfort zone.
Right.
But the fact is we keep doing the same things, not because they're necessarily comfortable, but because they're familiar. And we have a fear of change and a fear of the unknown. And so you got to be bold sometimes and take some risks to be able to move ahead.
That's true. And sometimes I would guess that people, they just do the same things just because they always have. They're not thinking, well, I'm going to do this because I know this works or because I'm used to it. It's just a habit almost.
That's correct. And habits are one of the hardest things to change. In fact, I like to talk about Einstein's theory of insanity, which is doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results.
And we all do that.
And we listen,
without even realizing it.
That's right. I mean, how many of us talk about wanting to lose weight, but we don't change our eating habits and we don't go out and exercise more?
Right. We just think, well, it'll just happen.
Right. If I just don't have that extra latte every day, you know, that will be sufficient, but
it'll
help.
It'll help.
But it's a start.
It is a start, definitely. Maybe we should talk a little bit about, you know, because you interviewed Miss Americas. You know, why not Miss USA or Miss... whatever, junior,
Miss,
you know, USA, whatever. There's all these other ones, right, you know.
Well, exactly. The fact is that the Miss America pageant built itself as a scholarship program. It was really one of the more liberal feminist agendas back in 1945 when they started the scholarship program, when they were promoting that women should go on to higher education. And so these women are all either in college or college graduates when they're competing. So they're not just pretty, but pretty smart as well. And the Miss USA pageant, which is where that contestant that you were talking about with the maps issue
right.
was,
okay.
that was a Miss USA, is not a scholarship program. It is actually a for-profit entity owned by Donald Trump, totally separate from the Miss America pageant, which is a nonprofit institution.
Okay.
Last year, as a matter of fact, they gave away $45 million in scholarships to women.
For Miss America.
For Miss America.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Miss, just so, since we've talked about it, I believe, and you probably know this for sure, but the Miss USA pageant is the one that's fed by, you have Miss Connecticut, Miss New York, whatever, and they go to Miss USA or do they go to Miss America?
Well, actually, they're
both.
Actually, there's parallel systems. You can have a Miss Connecticut USA and a Miss Connecticut Miss America.
Oh, okay.
They're separate, totally separate systems.
Oh, but they would both have a Miss Connecticut
correct.
Title. So that's good. Because then Miss USA feeds to the universe pageant, correct?
That's right.
Whereas Miss America is its own, and that's it.
That's right. Once you're Miss America, that is your whole thing.
Okay. So, and I'm not sure how people or why they get involved in pageants to begin with if they're not for scholarship reasons, if it's just prize money and, you know, maybe they think it'll launch a career in acting or communications or something. I mean, because there's plenty of, older news people who came through the pageant, but they'd hate me for using that term. But we'll say veterans, people who've been in the business a long time, who started in a pageant setting, you know, and I think that it helped launch them into television because they, if nothing else, had footage of themselves, you know, in front of a camera that they knew how to hold, you know, carry themselves, what to do, how to talk. They were poised and put together, which when television was older, now everybody's been in front of a camera because everybody has a video camera at home. But you know what I'm saying? But that was a unique quality that other people did not necessarily have when television was a newer industry.
Well, it certainly is a training ground because you get a lot of exposure. You are required to know how to be in front of a group. A lot of these young women had to learn public speaking skills.
Sure.
I know the motivation I can't speak to the motivation at the other pageants, but I know for most of the women who go through the Miss America system, the scholarship money is huge because
right.
you can win at the local level. You can win money. You don't even have to win the local pageant, like a Miss Tulsa State Fair or Miss Tulip, to win scholarship money. You could win money for community service. You could win money because you want to go on and become a journalist or a physician, and there are special scholarships for that. So lots of these women go in to start just to compete for the scholarship
money. So they can go to school, which was the whole point right. of Miss America to begin with. So, all right, we are going to take a break here at WICC because it's time for traffic and weather. We do that on the sixes, and it's coming up on 11:16. Reminder, you start your day with WICC, the Family Breakfast Show, now with Tony Reno. Top news of the day with Tim Quinn, WICC all-day traffic watch with Kelly Quinn in our Skywatch 600 airplane, and weather from meteorologist Bill Jackman. It's every 10 minutes on the sixes. Tony Reno's back in Bridgeport. He's right here on WICC. Time now for traffic and weather.